Now it's time for our conversation with a newsmaker. Yesterday we brought you an interview with House Majority Whip James Clyburn. The South Carolina Democrat talked about the effort to pass a supplemental budget bill to fund the Iraq War. He also called for Congress to refocus budget priorities on needs at home.
We would like very much to do what the president wants done as it relates to Iraq, but we also think that we have to look at the domestic emergencies that we have in our country, much of which have been brought on by the inaction of the 109th Congress.
Late yesterday, White House and congressional negotiators reached agreement on a spending plan after Democrats dropped their top demand that the bill contain a timeline or deadline for the withdrawal of U.S. troops. Just before that, we caught up with Republican Congressman J. Gresham Barrett. Like Congressman James Clyburn, he's from South Carolina. He is the number two Republican on the House Budget Committee. He explained why the Republicans were standing so firm on the timelines. He started by explaining what the supplemental is for.
Well, actually, it is an emergency spending bill that is supposed to cover wartime expenses. There are different types of supplementals that could cover different areas, but specifically the Iraq supplemental will cover expenditures, wartime expenditures, specifically for Iraq. Michelle.
The president presented this bill, I think, about 100 days ago, as I understand it. Why has it taken so long to reach agreement among all the parties?
We, being Republicans, just want to meet our constitutional duty by funding the supplemental. The Democrats not only want to fund it, but kind of be a de facto commander-in-chief by setting guidelines and timetables for the troops on the ground in Iraq.
The Democrats would argue that this is a very unpopular war, that they are responding to the demands of the voters who want to see some firm progress, who want the troops home. Why shouldn't that point of view be reflected in the spending bill?
Well, it can be. I mean, and Dennis Kucinich, who is a friend of mine on the Democrat side, will tell you, if you don't believe the Iraq supplemental or the Iraq war is what we need to do, then put your money where your mouth is, fiscally and literally cut the funding. That's the way that Congress was intended to operate. If it's something that they feel strongly about, Congress feels strongly about, then we control the purse string. And you can say, we're cutting your funding, or we're only giving you enough funding to go through July or August or something like that. That is what our constitutional duty should be. To hamstring our commanders to be 435 or have 435, or if you want to figure the Senate in too, 535 commanders in chiefs by telling our warfighters how they should operate and the timelines that they should meet, that is not Congress's responsibility. That is the commander-in-chief's responsibility.
Wouldn't cutting off the funding completely also amount to a timeline?
Absolutely. And that is our responsibility. If you feel like the soldiers need to be out of Iraq, then stand up and say, we're cutting the funding. We're cutting it in half, or we're cutting it completely, or we are. And that's the way that you can drive policy. That's what Congress can do.
You see, it's all or nothing. It's either fund the operations in the manner that the commander-in-chief specifies and his commanders in the field, or cut the funding. You think there's no in-between?
I do. I think that's the way the Constitution was set up. Now, you wouldn't necessarily have to cut all the funding. You could cut back to a fourth or a third, and then the commander-in-chief has to make a decision as the commander-in-chief about how to move the troops because of certain funding requirements.
The Democrats, I think, would argue that most voters don't take that point of view. Most voters take the position. In fact, Mr. Clyburn did argue that most voters take the position that the Democrats are, which is this is an unpopular war, but they don't want to do anything precipitous that would cause further harm to Iraq and possibly destabilize the region further. And they feel that they offered a reasonable alternative, which is benchmarks in the bill, and also offering the president the opportunity to certify a waiver, which to waive the restrictions on his own order without having to go back to Congress. They say that was a reasonable alternative, which really reflects where the public is. What's your response?
Well,
clearly the president didn't agree.
Well, and I understand where they're coming from. I respectfully disagree. I think that you can't have your cake and eat it too. And I mean, to send General Petraeus and his surged soldiers or the soldiers that are involved in this surge to send them into combat or to send them in harm's way with one hand tied behind their back, I think, is unconscionable. If you believe in the Constitution of the United States and you believe that the Commander-in-Chief has that responsibility, then give them the funding and give them the mission. I have had an opportunity to meet General Petraeus. I've talked with him personally on the ground in Iraq and been in committee meetings with him. I'll guarantee you one thing. If the mission is failing, he will tell you. And at that time, we can make decisions according to what the ground fighters are seeing. But to have, again, to have 435 or 535 commanders in chief, I'm not qualified to do that. That's what I'm paying my ground fighters to do, and I'm going to give them everything they need to be successful.
Do you think that you personally have strong views of this because of your own background? And you attended the Citadel, which, of course, is offers military training. Do you think that that's part of where your perspective on this comes from?
Oh, no doubt. I went to a military school for 4 years and then served my country for 4.5 years in the United States Army Field Artillery. So, yeah, I do have a perspective from a military background, Michelle. But, you know, I have done extensive military research. I'm a voracious reader when it comes to the Middle East to figure out what's going on over there. And, you know, this fight is more than Iraq. This fight is about an Islamic fascist movement that is, pardon my French, hell-bent on our destruction. And I honestly believe that if we don't take the fight to them, then sooner or later they'll take the fight to us.
I'd like to take up the second issue that's been a sticking point with the White House and with Republicans over the spending bill, and that is the domestic spending that many people wanted to include in the bill that was originally sent to the president. Your colleague from South Carolina, Jim Clyburn, said to us yesterday that his constituents want to know why it is that, as important as the Iraq fight is, why it is that victims of Hurricane Katrina aren't equally as important. And since you share these constituents, I'd like to ask you that question.
Sure. You know, and I'm not saying that they aren't. I mean, we've done a tremendous amount for the Katrina victims. And if the Democrats who are in power right now, if they feel that domestic spending is a priority, and the Republicans who just left control of the House, if they feel like they haven't done enough, then let's do that in a supplemental for that. This is an Iraq supplemental. Let's take care of our warfighters first, and then if we have domestic issues that they feel are more important or need to be readdressed, then let's do that in a different supplemental.
Congressman Gresham Barrett represents the 3rd Congressional District in South Carolina. He is the vice-ranking member of the House Budget Committee. Congressman Barrett joined us from his office on Capitol Hill. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks again, Michelle.